Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Richard Solomon calling from Pleasantville, New York.
How are you, Richard?
Very good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Wasn't Richard Solomon the name of the guy who co-starred with Paris Hilton in that tape?
Rick Solomon.
Rick Solomon. You ever call yourself Rick, or do you not do it?
My family does, yes, but my name is all O's. His has an A in there somewhere.
I see. Okay, because you don't want people to be confused.
No.
Good. All right, well, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game, Richard, in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Richard's topic?
That's all, folks.
Registered trademark.
Mel Blanc, if you can hear us, we're sorry. Whatever you do, do not mess with the cartoon industry because they will come down on you like an anvil dropped from a high building. This week we read about someone who got a little too close to infringing on a cartoon's turf. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of animators taking their claims to court. Choose that real story. You'll get Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm all set.
All right. First, let's hear from Tom Beaudet.
Dr. George Pink, a research fellow at Oxford's Human Intelligence Project in Great Britain, altered the DNA of brain proteins in laboratory mice and created one with the brain power of the average English toddler, the equivalent of an American fifth grader. A lecture tour featuring Dr. Pink and the gifted mouse solving puzzles and ripping through complicated mazes has been playfully named Pinky in the Brain Plan to Take Over the World Tour. A reference, of course, to the Steven Spielberg Warner Brothers cartoon series Pinky in the Brain, which features a diabolical genius lab mouse and his idiot sidekick. Warner Brothers is not amused and has sued Oxford University to have all references to their copyrighted material stricken from the lecture promotional materials. No word yet from the John Steinbeck estate on the ever-cheeky Dr. Peek's plans to reframe it as George and Lenny's Mice and Man Show.
Pinky and the Brain getting mad at a scientist in Britain. Your next story of someone taking liberties with a cartoon comes from Kiri O'Connor.
You know the classic mismatches. Fred Flintstone versus Dino, or Top Cat versus Officer Dibble. But in Britain, the latest uneven battle pits a tiny sports bra maker against the cartoon titan Hanna-Barbera. That's right, it's Scooby-Doo versus Booby-Doo. Ruh-roh! Lawyers for Warner Brothers are coming down like creepy old guys in latex masks on two British entrepreneurs trying to copyright the Booby-Doo name. And just like a Scooby-Doo cartoon, the mystery isn't solved yet. The scrappy Brits vow to fight on in the bra wars. Of course, this may also put a kibosh on the Josie and the Pussycats line of thongs. As Shaggy would say, zoinks!
The Booby-Doo gets squashed by Scooby-Doo. Your last story of an animated legal brief comes from Mo Rocca.
You'd think that former Senator Fred Thompson would have enough to worry about rebuilding his career after the collapse of his presidential campaign earlier this year. But now, tapes of his stump speech and his very particular cadence are being examined by lawyers for the estate of Foghorn Leghorn for copyright infringement. The most incriminating passage concerns immigration. I say, we've got a problem with illegals. I say, get away from here, undocumented workers, you're bothering me. Lawyers are demanding a retroactive licensing fee from the campaign. Thompson reached on the set of The Dukes of Hazzard 2, Wrath of Hog, offered a vigorous defense. I say, I was imitating Yosemite Sam.
All right, then. Which of these is the real story? From Tom Beaudet, how the makers of Pinky and the Brain don't like a scientist who's marketing himself under that name. From Kiri O'Connor, how the owners of Scooby-Doo don't like a new bra called Booby-Doo. Or from Mo Rocca, how the owners of the old Foghorn Leghorn character are upset with Fred Thompson for apparently imitating the cocky rooster. Which of these is the real story of a copyright infringement in the cartoon world?
I think I'm going to go with number two, the Scooby-Doo, Booby-Doo story.
The Scooby-Doo, Booby-Doo.
Yeah.
It just sounds good, doesn't it? All right. All right, so your choice then is Curious Story of the Booby-Doo. Now, we are so pleased because in order to bring you the real story, we were actually able to speak to the cartoon character himself. Here he is.
Like, man, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Man, craziest thing I've ever heard.
That was Scott Innes, who is the voice of both Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, reacting to the story of the sports bra named the Booby-Doo. Congratulations, Richard. You got it right. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You're into Point for Curie. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Scooby! Scooby!
Hey, Scooby! Where are you?
Over here.